Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, here with Jake Fat Trading. And we are here in a crazy panic situation. Team of the Year voting starts tomorrow.
Yep.
What do we say about that?
Yeah, I mean, we expected it sometime soon. The exact date was hit or miss. No one knew if it would be the first week of January, second week. And it was a little bit tougher to distinguish this year because we did get that headliners promotion first. And we have a Team 2 coming up. So they kind of announced Team of the Year right in the midst of headliners Team 2 coming, which I don't think many people expected or knew exactly when it would be. But this is awesome, and it's an event the community looks forward to all year. I know people that have literally been saving packs for months to open at Team of the Year, so it's super duper exciting, and the market is responding to the announcement today with some panic, because Team of the Year always brings an onslaught of panic because there's so many new meta cards that are released. Even though they're crazy expensive, don't get me wrong, they're crazy expensive. It's just there's a general panic around Team of the Year from the community, which is kind of silly because so many meta cards do end up rising after Team of the Year, but people will just continue to make the same mistakes, I suppose.
So I have two questions. I'm very prepared for today.
Let's go. I like Jake. It.
Two very difficult questions, let's say. First sure. of all, what do you think? So let's say we are recording on a Wednesday for everybody listening. Yep. We are waiting for Team of the Week in 1 hour. We are waiting for headliners in on Friday.
Yep.
We are waiting for maybe Team of the Year nominees. We had them. We had those last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 1 week or 10 days from now, we will have Team of the Year. Players in packs. My question now: what's the chance of one of the players in Team of the Year to still be featured in headliners or Team of the Weeks until that promo?
It seems super duper low to me. Like I know that was what was surprising of Bruno, because I'm pulling him up here, but Bruno featured in the headliners team, which I think surprised a lot of people because, you know, he's definitely at least a nominee for Team of the Year, and he could very well be in it. I think his performance at Manchester United, for what he's played, has been outstanding, and he's helping carrying them to second in the league. Mm-hmm. So I think he at least has a fair shot. So it was surprising to see him in, because we could see him in Team of the Year too. But I think EA like to minimize the overlap as much as they can, and that just makes sense to me, right? If a card is going to get a Team of the Year, it makes it a little bit less special when he just got a special card a week before or a few days before. So I think EA do try to separate those pretty well. So I would expect them to try to save like Team of the Year's players for Team of the Year itself. And that makes them more hyped, right? And from an EA standpoint, they want to sell packs. They want to say, wow, these are the best players in the game. You've never seen stats this good. You've never seen cards this good. You want them. And the higher and closer in rating those players get to those cards, the less effect that has.
And for everybody watching or listening, of course, guys, you can listen also on Google, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. One important thing I remember last year.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, last year's cards were even better than Team of the Season cards.
Correct.
So if you buy a Team of the Year card, let's say when he's the cheapest, but we don't know when he's the cheapest and so on, you can stick with it like for the full year, because he holds the most value.
Yep.
Out of all the players.
Yeah, the Team of the Year held value like crazy. I think it was last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but De Ligt got one and he held value for months and months and months, and that was his I don't even think he got a Team of the Season, so that card held his price most of the year as one of the best center backs in the Serie A. That was a really prominent case of that. But yeah, it's crazy because they are the best cards in the game. I remember last year, Ronaldo, I think, got the 12th man vote.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in packs only a few days, and his price actually went up like $1 million to $1.5 million quite quickly. And that card sustained like 7 million coins for months on end because he was so rare. He was in packs way less time than the others because they added the 12th man. So I think he was only in packs like 3 or 4 days. And we all know how hard it is to pack a Team of the Year in general. So with that limited supply, he was holding a value of like 7 million coins as one of the best strikers in the game, which he'll be crazy if he comes back again this year too.
Yeah, I remember personally, I bought... I don't remember if I bought, but maybe I bought it. I bought Kante Team of the Year because he's like my fave in all FIFAs. And I don't know, I didn't lose any coins until, I don't know, April or May. So I was like very happy with him.
Yeah, I mean, if they say as the top card in the game, they're going to hold that demand and pros are going to want to use them, people competing at a high level. And then the midfielders tend to be a little bit more affordable. I'm guessing you got that Kante at like 1.8 to 2 million, somewhere probably in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's not outrageous for people. So many people this year have Neymar, Mbappe, and Ronaldo, and that's 3 million coins right there. So that means they could, in theory, at least buy some Team of the Year midfielders or attackers. And I expect Team of the Year, it's kind of a tricky one this year. A lot of people ask me if I expect them to be more expensive or less expensive than years past. And I'm going to actually say a little bit less, because every single year, EA is adding a dramatic amount of coin suck SBCs, we like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even go to the active challenges to give you a good example here. So here's a simple one, and you'd be surprised by how many people do this. This 86 plus upgrade, you literally get 186 rated card or higher, and this costs 65K. And on Instagram, I did a poll saying how many of you guys did this, and it was literally like 50-50. So 50% of people spent 65,000 coins on an untradeable 186 plus. And the thing is, even if you got a good card, let's say it's unusable, let's say you got... I'm trying to think of a good example. Maybe you got Ramos and you're not going to use him, so he's going to go back into another SBC that you would do. So, like we always talk about, EA's thing is getting your coins into untradables, and we already got the base or mid icon upgrade too. You know, 50% of people completed that. So they just sunk 500,000 coins into an untradable that they may or may not even use. So I think with EA increasing these throughout the year, that people have spent millions now, and I really think that a lot of people have spent millions sinking into untradables.
So here, I don't disagree with you often, but here I have a different opinion, and let me tell you why, Jake.
Yep.
Let's say last year, if I remember correctly, during Team of the Year, Kante and De Bruyne and who was the third one? Who was the third midfielder?
I'm blanking.
De Jong? Frankie De Jong?
Yeah, I think he was. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so them, they were like 2 or 3 mil, right? That was their price. Do you think though that will be their price also this year?
I could see some higher. I know that Bruno has a shot of getting in, and if his headliner is holding 2 million, that's going to be like a 4.5 to 5 million coin card. I think he's one of the most hyped players in real life right now, which adds value to him. But I could see, I get what you're saying. I could see them coming out as a little bit stronger cards. But at the same time, golds are even a lot cheaper this year than last year, even at the same point. So the whole market in general is cheaper. That's kind of also why I have this theory. But who knows? It's hard because, especially for those top team of the years, like let's say Ronaldo gets one or Neymar gets in or Mbappe, those are so many coins when you're looking at the 5 million plus. That's a select group of people. And at those top numbers, sometimes it's honestly just about how many FIFA points those top people are willing to spend or how many they have spent. And you can actually see it on PS4. If you look at the top 100 transfer profit, there's probably only like 15 traders in right now. So 85 people have got there just from buying FIFA points, which is quite substantial amounts. You're talking $5,000+, no doubt.
And another thing to take into consideration here is that probably Team of the Year this year for FIFA 21 will be the highest selling event for EA for FIFA ever.
You're like, not wrong.
Imagine from promo to promo, they sell more and more packs.
Yep.
So a lot of coins will be, I mean, I don't know what they will do to, I mean, of course, you'll do upgrade packs and so on.
Yep.
But a lot of coins will be first in the first 1 or 2 days on the market, and we'll see how they will, as you said, suck those coins out of the market.
Exactly. And they could release something today, even it's a Wednesday. Sometimes they choose to do things on a Wednesday, which is ironic, but yeah, the market's already down a little bit today, like we talked about. So if they added in a big SBC today, it could drop quite a bit.
And here, let's say we are now on, we had the announcement with the voting starting, and we are hoping, we are thinking maybe we get also those nominees on Friday.
Yep.
How should people manage their coins or their transfers or their investments? What would you advise some person who has, let's say, a few million coins maybe in some players? What should he do with those?
Yeah, a lot of people, even in my Discord or on social media today, asked me, like, this induced panic, right? They saw a Team of the Year loading screen and they said, oh no, what should I do? And you kind of have a few options at this point. And I'm pulling up Varane on screen. As you guys know, he's probably the most meta gold defender in this game, even more than Van Dijk. So he's a good guy to look at. Today he was selling right around, let's call it 190K. It's like just a K under or so. And now he's 174K, probably getting around 170. Looks like Footbin's reading him there. So he's down 20K in price today. And that is primarily from people just panicking, right? They said, oh no, Team of the Year is coming. My cards are going to go down. So if you guys see an important loading screen like that, you kind of have two options. You can sell immediately, where if you could still get him out at like 185K, you know, or something like that. Even at like 182, you're kind of looking at a normal fluctuation on him and you lose tax. Really not a huge deal in these kind of circumstances. But for me personally, if I saw him at like 170K now, I don't usually look to join in on that panic. I don't look to sell when everybody else is selling. I rather wait for the rebound, because today's Wednesday, as Florian stated, tomorrow's still Thursday rewards. And what we know is that people are going to want to play Weekend League and definitely want to play Rivals to build up their packs for Team of the Year. I think there's no debate in that. Team of the Year is going to induce panic, sure, but it's also going to be like, oh man, that's coming. I really want to be ready for it, you know? So people are still going to play Weekend League. I still expect a market rebound tomorrow. And, you know, instead of selling him at 170K, I would potentially wait for tomorrow. And yeah, it would be a little bit dependent on what content comes today, right? Like maybe he dips further if we get some crazy good repeatable SBC, but that's kind of unpredictable. So those are the two approaches you can take. If you see him close to kind of his daily numbers, don't hesitate to sell and lose tax. I don't think that's a huge deal. If not, you can wait for a rebound, especially if it's into like a Thursday.
And I want to add something to your comment here, because you said it very fairly that people are playing Rivals and Weekend League to build their packs.
Definitely.
And the next weekend, this weekend that's coming, I'm also playing Weekend League. So I registered for Weekend League. I already made my team like Monday morning.
Didn't you say this is only like your second in a bit or your first one in a long time?
Since October, I didn't play Weekend League. So I said, okay, now for 2 weekends, for this weekend and next weekend, and I don't know how long is Team of the Year. Maybe it's like for 2 weeks. For the next weeks, I'm going to play Weekend League just for those packs. It's a very low chance to pack something, sure, but at least I have the hope.
But guess what? Everyone feels the exact same way as you. They all play for hopes. And like I said earlier, there's people that have... And I mean, there's people that have quite literally been saving packs for months in just those hopes. So that's another reason the market tends to go up, guys, after Team of the Year, because people now have been waiting so long to rip open literally hundreds, if not thousands, of packs.
Yeah, and here, so guys, this is not like, we are not, let's say, mocking the people who save packs or people who play the game. Because now in FIFA 21 is the best time to be playing the game.
Totally.
After Team of the Year, I don't know what's happening. A lot of promos will come. Mm-hmm. But your chance to get one of the best players in the game, it's in the next 1 or 2 weeks.
Definitely. And I think Team of the Year, like we said, is such a fun community event. I know people that literally will drop a few million coins into upgrades too, just in hopes of packing some of the Team of the Years. And people love watching that type of content on streams and as a community, or sharing your packs on social media. It's just really a fun event. And when everyone's kind of grinding towards the same thing, it's fun to see what people are doing. You guys are just seeing on my screen too. I'm just looking at the panic on some of these top tier golds. I'm in popular players. So these guys are really indicative of how the market is feeling. And as you see, even cards that are like 200K are down quite a bit. But yeah, I think Team of the Year is just such a fun time for people that they love to take their chances of packing one. Because, yeah, it could, especially if you get like an Mbappe or an Aldo or whatever it may be, it could drastically change your foot year, right? Like that could be huge for some people that only have a million coins. If you pack one of those untradeable, you're flying pretty high.
What do you say, Jake, about the people who are already starting to go unassigned on rare gold?
I think that there's a lot of people who have done it. I've been asked that question a bunch already. And I think it's safe. It depends, because I think that there's literally people that want thousands to just use on upgrades in general. So if you want, if that's you and you don't want to buy anything inflated, I think that's very wise to do in advance. If you want to do like a few million coins or like 500,000 plus into upgrades, you want to be earlier than later, because you don't want to be paying 1,000 coins for a rare where you could really like get them at 600 or 650 coins and build the cheapest cheapest ones possible. But
yeah,
I do think they'll hit around a K again, especially if Team of the Year is really promising, and that's just because there's a mass amount of people who will want to do them. And then the secondary effect is that Team of the Year also brings like daily SBCs too that give packs back, and some of those require rares, so they're going to be naturally taken off the market that way. But I think that people are hyping the upgrade event, and I just think that it's natural for them to increase in price. Last year, they kind of peaked at 1 to 1.2K, depending on card and position. And I would expect them closer to a K this year, but definitely to rise a bit.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember Team of the Year, but I definitely remember Team of the Season with the League One packs, if you remember.
Yeah, the League One rares went to like 3K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, crazy.
So what's next, let's say, for the usual, for the casuals, for people who I don't know, don't necessarily wanna build up for Team of the Year. You said some advices regarding where can you sell and what to invest for, but what's like the next moves? Should they just save coins and packs and play the game until Team of the Year, or they can also do some Thursday flips investing, some I don't know, some squad battles, rewards, investing, and so on.
Yeah, I'd stick to low budget for the most part, and I'd stick to trading. I kind of told this to my Discord all week, but the market was really too unnaturally high. And the reason it got so high is because we got headliners, and we're going to bring up the team here, which I think they selected the team really well. It's a lot of really strong cards. And this wasn't expected. I think we expected Team of the Year to come before headliners too. So once we got headliners, people basically said, oh man, I'm safe to buy a team now, let's play a few more weeks because Team of the Year isn't coming, right? They don't have to panic anymore. And you could see the buyback on things. You could see the market rising on Road to the Final Three cards. You could see it in these prices of headliners. They're absolutely insane. Like Bruno's up at 2 million and Yetter's a million pretty much. Felix is 730K. So these are all really high because people were just choosing to buy players alternatively. And Road to the Final Three also flew up in price because these were the latest that went out of packs. Cancelo went up literally 80 to 90K. Rebic went up 20K. Insigne went up 20K. Wijnaldum's a good one because he actually links with Robin. That's why he's up, but he's up like 70K. So people just felt safe to buy. And now EA kind of popped that bubble a little bit. They kind of said, okay, nope, Team of the Year is still coming. Let me remind you. And that is honestly enough for the market to get scared. So in the coming weeks, you can do a few things. And one thing I'm going to look at tonight is I'm going to look at potentially investing in Team of the Year's nominees who also overlap as SBC fodder. So I want to give you guys an example. Right now, a card like Kimmich holds value because he's a really nice rating for SBCs, and we've got a lot of them, right? We've got that mid and base icon, we have the base icon, we have some individual icon SBCs that are priced terribly this year, like we've talked about. But if he gets a Team of the Year nominee card, that would come in likely as an 89 rated, and this card would actually go out of packs. And the chances of him going extinct just from being used in SBCs and being out of packs a solid week is really, really high. So if you find Team of the Year nominee cards that potentially overlap as SBC fodder, I think it's a really, really safe investment right now. And of course, you're banking on the fact that they are going to release Team of the Year nominees, but it seems likely to me to kind of couple with the player voting. And this is a pretty safe investment, right? Because they're fodder, so they're not going to like get dramatically killed in price anytime soon. But if they go out of packs, they have a good opportunity to rise. And fodder tends to do better on Xbox than PS, just so you guys know. That's a generalization, but it's true most of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's an investment I would be looking at. Other than that, I'd stick to low budget. Squad battles is good. We've done a lot of silver trading this week. We've done that a bit on stream. I was trying to show you guys where if you can like bid on cards after pack supply for silvers, you can literally make 30 to 50K an hour quite easily. So stick to low budget. Just build up that coin total as these cards, all your favorite cards, come down in price a little bit. Because if you make an extra 50K, you know, that's enough for Mendy. If you make 100K, that's enough for Pogba. Now these cards are getting so cheap where you'll be able to afford them quite easily, for the golds at least.
And you mentioned streaming, Jake, and maybe people watching or listening here don't know, but recently you started streaming on Twitch, right? Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we streamed a few years ago and we had some fun, but as you're seeing now on the podcast, I only had web access, like Footbin, to look through, and that was pretty fun. But since I do trading a lot of my day for Discord and things like that and social media, I wanted to incorporate some gameplay and some share play packs. I think that's the most fun for and engaging for not only myself, but also for you guys. So about a week and a half ago or a couple weeks ago, we invested into this new mic, into a better camera, into a capture card, so I can show you guys some trading on stream. We can do share plays, and it's been really fun. I love interacting with you guys in that way and live, and I feel like it's the best way to interact with people on social media. I already see a lot of the same faces in often, and I recognize their handles, and I know, Florian, you got to pop in. I love seeing you in there. So yeah, if you guys want to follow me, it's just twitch.tv / Jake Foot Trading, exactly how it writes.
And what's like, I know you don't have like a very strict schedule, but when are you going live usually?
I try to go like at some point between 7 and 9 UK. I typically deal with Discord right after content, just in case it changes anything or there are some investments that pop up. But then we'll be live after that. And I keep my streams at 1 to 2 hour in length, just because I'm not like a full-time streamer or anything. Just like to pop in and kind of review the market that day a little bit, talk about what's going on. Today we'll talk about Team of the Year, kind of like we're doing now, and then do a slight bit of trading and then an icon pack today. So usually some variety in streams like that. Thursdays I'm on a little bit earlier to open rewards for myself and then potentially you guys too. So I'll be on at 2 or 3 UK tomorrow.
Are you going for a weekend league also on stream? I don't know if you did that already.
I haven't yet. I have been playing weekend leagues, so I can speak to how good certain players are a little bit better now, which I like. I think that's valid and fair for you guys. But yeah, I started to play the game again too, because I feel like when people watch streamers that they expect a certain quality. I don't think you have to be amazing by any means, but I also didn't want to be terrible. I didn't want to get chewed out by my own stream, right? So
yeah.
I started playing like the last month or so, and I used to be an elite player in FIFA 19, and now we can get gold one pretty easily and quite consistently. So we're getting back to elite, which is right where I want to be. I'm not ever going to be someone that puts in a ton of time. Like during the week, I've just been going for icon swaps, probably like a lot of you guys, but finishing gold one and like elite three is perfect for me.
Thanks for sharing that, Jake. And let's say my last question maybe for today, if you have another topic, that's very good. But my last question would be regarding in-form investing. I've seen some players rise quite a lot from that, let's say, method. And maybe you can give us some details for people watching or listening.
Yeah, so in-form investing is like literally ideal for anyone, because you can do it a few different ways. You can do a club stock, right, where you just buy the cheapest one when they're in packs, and naturally they're going to rise 10 to 20% depending on how long you hold with time. Or you can do it as a mass investment. So I'm going to show you guys an example on how we can determine if it's a good investment. Here, I just went to SBC Solutions, cheapest by rating, and now I'm going to select gold in-form. This is a really easy way to go about it. And players that are used in SBCs often begin around 82 rated, and then you see it all the way up to 86. Those are probably going to be the most common. So regarding 84 rated informs, if you look, most of them are sitting around 22.5K or higher. Okay, these two, Al Soma and Mignon, if that's how you pronounce the name, I hope so, he's French. But These two are currently the lowest because they're in packs right now, meaning that they're getting supplied almost every single day. It's keeping their price down. But once these guys go out of packs and they're still used for SBC solutions, they should catch up to the cheapest by rating, which floats right around this 23K mark here, I would say. This could even be a snipe. I'm not sure if he's sitting at 22.5. But yeah, he's sitting right around 23K and even a lot higher on Xbox, you can see. So, like I said, Xbox does better for fodder. So if these guys are in packs, and I know for a fact, I shouted Al Soma this weekend at literally like 17K he was sitting at. I don't know if the graphs will show it, but if he's getting listed frequently at 18, it's pretty easy probably to get bids at 17.5. And then he's probably going to go up to at least like 21 out of packs, at least. And then on a 20, if he rises to 21K, you're going to make around 2K a card. And say you bought 100 of them, you made 200K profit. And then, like I said, you could also club stock just one of each. Mignon, Al Soma, the 82s that are currently in packs, and you can make a few K that way too. So in-form investing is one of the best ways to trade for anyone, and it's super duper safe because they're naturally going to catch up to the cheapest. Because if they're not the cheapest, they're going to keep getting used in solutions until they are.
Okay, that's quite clear for me. I know, for example, myself, I bought some good leagues, good nations. I think I bought some Sergi Robertos, some Chilwells when they were in packs. I still have them in my club. Not necessarily for investing, but to have them cheap and with good links for future SBCs. So you can also do that, guys.
Definitely. One small thing I wanted to note, and it's not actually going to show it, I don't think. Oh, there it is. Because I got asked this a lot, and it is kind of confusing. For some dumb reason, EA changed the top of these headliners cards with only three little symbols. My mouse is right on it right now. But it looks like they only need three wins to upgrade, but it is in fact four. EA stated that in an FAQ for you guys that missed it. So these headliners still need four wins, and that started once they released. So even if their team was on three wins, that doesn't count. Just so you guys know, I got asked that a lot on social media. And it is kind of deceiving. I don't know why they didn't keep the four little dots. It's kind of funny that EA would have changed that.
Yeah, guys. So remember four wins since they went into packs.
Definitely.
So if the second team comes into packs Friday, the game played already this weekend doesn't count. So
definitely
take care regarding that. Yeah.
And a question that's probably going to be asked a lot after this video or just throughout the week and everywhere is when to buy your team. So one thing I'm going to touch on for that, and it's the same advice I give at Team of the Season or any time of panic like Black Friday, is just choose a price you're happy with and buy. Don't look back. If you say, wow, this card is down, like Mbappe, right? Let's look at him. He was sitting literally at like 1.3 much of the year. Now he's literally 869K. Okay, so he's already super duper cheap. I mean, if this card, I don't think this card is going to hit 800K, to be honest. I really don't. I'd be surprised to see him there. So if you see him in the low 800s on PS, that could be a good time to buy. But like I said, I don't know for sure. Maybe he does hit 800 and I'm wrong and people panic him down that much. But just pick a price. Don't look back because naturally these cards are going to rise at Team of the Year as some of them, like Mbappe, may be out of packs. But also just because they're not packed that much. He's a 90 rated card and a ton of people want him as he's one of the most elite cards in the game anyway. So you can't really go wrong if you buy into this panic window before Team of the Year here.
Thanks a lot, Jake, for the feedback and question answers and to the questions and everything. Guys, this is basically it for today. Next week, next podcast, we will go more in details for Team of the Year and how to proceed with that. We will know for sure what's happening with the nominees, and also we'll have the Team 2 headliners in packs. Until next time, I wish you to stay safe, and thanks for watching
us. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Florian, good luck during weekend league.
Thanks a lot.